For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin. Canadian songwriter Gordon Lightfoot has written numerous hit songs that have been recorded by other artists and by his own stellar group of musicians. From That's What You Get for Loving Me to the huge hit The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, he's made his mark on the music of the past 50 years. He's also influenced countless other songwriters. Using a tasteful combination of a Gibson 12-string guitar, lead lines played on a Martin by the late guitarist Terry Clements, and the steady bass line of Rick Haynes, Gordon Lightfoot has frequently recorded with the same group that travels on the road with him, and they've built an extremely loyal following, with many people going online to report on the latest song lists at the most recent concerts. And many of those people will be making note of the fact that he's scheduled to appear Friday night in Bowling Green. Gordon Lightfoot's songs have been recorded by artists ranging from the Kingston Trio and Elvis Presley to Peter, Paul and Mary, Ann Murray, Marty Robbins, and the bluegrass great Tony Rice. His own chart hits include If You Could Read My Mind, Sundown, Rainy Day People, Carefree Highway, and the previously mentioned Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I had the opportunity to meet Gordon Lightfoot backstage when that song about the Lake Superior shipping disaster was a hit. He mentioned at the time that he had researched the song carefully and had spoken with the widow of the captain. He also emphasized that he wanted the song to refer to the captain's ability, so he included the line, "A crew and good captain well seasoned." In some respects, the impact of a great songwriter can be measured by the impact he or she has on other songwriters. Bob Dylan is reported to have said that when he hears a Lightfoot song, he wished it would last forever.
It was out in Arizona that he heard the lady listening to each word that he was saying, to each line that he would write. So he sat down by her table and they talked about the weather, 98.6 and rising down by Boulder Dam that night. And she told him she would take him for a ride in the morning sun. Back in Boulder, he had told her, I don't know when I had a better friend. Now he's traded off his Martin, but his troubles are not over, for his feet are almost frozen and the sun is sinking low. Won't you listen to me, brother? If you ever loved your mother, please pull off on the shoulder if you're going Milwaukee way. It's 10 degrees and getting colder down by Boulder Dam today.
Gordon Lightfoot will appear Friday evening, September 28th at Sky Pack in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.